This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $20 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code GWN639.
By Four Club, get clothing based on your style preferences and the season sent to you every month. Get 50% off your first month with code MMA50.
ButcherBox, get grass-fed meats delivered to your house. Get $10 off with code MMA Nuts.
Liquid Web, save 33% off VPS hosting with code VPS33OFF.
Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 341.
341!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grew at MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk line between serious and ridiculous. I went with a fast shot there. And slow roll anybody. You slow rolling?
Yeah. He's making hand gestures rolling.
Obscene.
Yes.
For all you listeners.
Yes, right. So it's like UFC weekend, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Every weekend, go.
I got to ask you a question. We were just talking about this before we started a little while ago. What is up with this summer in the UFC? I feel like they're just laying the goose egg on us. I'm looking at the calendar, and I don't see a big event that I'm really excited about till like end of July, maybe August. And then after that, it's still nothing again. It's like, what is happening?
Well, I think this is part of the new matchmaking that, and part of stretching ourselves too thin like we've done forever, right? You have one fight on the card that people want to see. Yes. UFC, whatever it was.
213?
212, 211. Well, I mean, 213 is the next one I care to see, but I mean, 212 was what? Jose Aldo and Max Holloway was really the only fight I cared to see at Belfort and Marquardt. And then this weekend, we had Mark Hunt versus Derek Lewis. That was the only fight I cared to see.
Yes.
And it was a slobber knocker.
Well, I'll say the men were putting in work. I don't know how slobber knocker-ish it was. They were throwing bombs.
Yes. But they were slow bombs.
Oh, my God.
Slow and steady.
Mark Hunt looked super svelte for this one. In awesome shape, using lots of head movement. The Black Beast, Derek Lewis, using lots of front leg left kicks coming at Mark Hunt, which was a little weird.
Yes.
He seemed to gas himself out relatively early.
I know why.
Why?
Because I have a picture. This man was eating ribs an hour before the fight. Derek Lewis.
Well, that's a good life plan.
So he's chowing down on some ribs.
Did he have the shit again? Didn't that happen against Travis Brown?
Well, I was going to say, I wonder if that's why he had the shit last time, because he ate You know, pork, it's like one of those, it just sticks on you. You know when you have pork, it's like you have it all day. It doesn't quite, it's not
You're
like
going to have it tomorrow.
Exactly.
Butcher Box.
It ain't like, exactly. Speaking of which, Butcher Box, yes, get on your Butcher Box, go to our website, click the links, go to their site, use the code. It sticks to you, where chicken kind of goes through you, fish, whatever, you know, it's light. Pork, it's like right there. You gotta breathe heavy.
And then hence why Hunt was going to the body. Tell him, go to the body.
You eat those ribs, you like those ribs.
Kink, kink. And what is it, the fourth round?
Hunt
finally gets him up by the cage. He's teeing off on him, and then Hunt's doing some weird ass karate chop elbows to the back. Mm-hmm. And then after the fight, Derek Lewis retires. I'm sick of doing this to my family.
I'm probably done, he says.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably is a kind of a weird word.
And then Travis Brown calls him out on Instagram and or Twitter.
Of course. Salty. Taking the Ronda Rousey approach.
Yeah. Well, let's attack the guy who just lost and retired.
That's right.
Because I got to get it back. Because I'm going to talk about his mama now. Mm-hmm. Classy. Keep it classy, Travis.
Yep.
Poke my eyes.
And then Mark Hunt, he was talking about he wanted to fight Junior Dos Santos again. Or
he's
got to
find Cain. Cain Velasquez.
Oof.
I like that better.
Okay.
Don't you?
We haven't seen it.
They haven't done
it. I'm all right with it.
I don't want to see him fight Junior. That's been done.
Well, he hasn't fought these guys since they've been clean. Overeem was clean, but
What is he, John Wick? He wants to go through and like just exterminate.
I must avenge all my losses.
That's right.
He's 43.
You killed my dog.
That's the whole plot, man.
That's right.
That's all
Have
you need.
Seen the second one? Is it on rental?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. I'm late to the party. I just saw that a few months ago. I loved it. So I think Cain Velasquez is the only thing that makes sense. I don't want to see him fight anybody else right now. If Cain can come back.
Yeah, I still don't think he ever comes back. I'm okay with that. We'll do a little Mike Hunt. And did you see the size of the fucking security guard? Jesus Christ.
You were saying,
I think they were all rugby players because they made Mark Hunt look like a little midget out there. You can't make the Super Samoan look like a midget. Massive men.
Yeah.
And it just shows, you look at all the other UFCs where they have like little guys with funky beards. Your crazy beard is not intimidating anybody. Mm-mm. These big dudes. They're like, holy shit, those guys are big.
Well, yeah, rugby players.
So that was that fight. That was about the card right there.
Yep.
We got some news.
Yeah, you want to hear some news?
Yep.
Where we start? Let's start with something light and easy. It's going to hit you right in the gut. Your favorite girl, Cyborg, losing her sponsorship to girl sponsors.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't want anything to do with her because she beats up people. She's a fighter. Hello. Did you not know that? So, what do you think about losing sponsors for what went down? Does it make any damn sense?
Well, I feel like I want to read their statement because it's pretty ridiculous. So, okay. Here we go. This is Girl Brand. A little over a month ago, we entered into a 12-month sponsorship agreement with Chris to cover a personal appearance at our Girl Live event in Las Vegas, combined with an ongoing 12-month commitment through Chris's social media channels. Fortunately, within a matter of hours of appearing and speaking at our event, Chris was involved in a battery of another fighter on the street outside the UFC retreat. Mm-hmm. Chris's conduct in this regard has broadly been condemned by the fight industry and the organization by whom she is contracted as a fighter. As a company with representation and brand ambassadors amongst girls as young as 6, we cannot publicly condone this behavior, especially as the behavior is directly in conflict with the messages Chris shared at the event. One of our speakers on cyberbullying and our company message to promote female harmony and unity. Blah, 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 conduct, women, matters, sponsorship ends. Good luck.
She wasn't the one cyberbullying.
No.
She was being cyberbullied.
Right, so why the, and who the fuck in the fight community has spoke up against her?
Nobody.
All the fighters are on her side. What the fuck is this brand talking about?
Yep.
And I think Chris's point was, they're just trying to get weasel away out of paying me, and this was the opportunity to try to do it.
That makes sense.
I think it's going to small claims court.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what your boyfriend said.
10 grand we're talking about here?
Well, that fee was $7,500 just to show up, and they said, like Chris said, they didn't pay that. Plus, whoever, I don't know how much this other 12-month commitment is, and posting on her social media. Mm-hmm. You gotta stand by your person, especially, this is how you handle a cyber bully. You punch them in the fucking face.
Right. Yeah, they could have spun this the other direction. You know, made a positive out of a negative. Instead, they chose to make a negative out of a positive.
Or don't even address it.
Yeah.
And I think this whole thing's been so blown out of proportion. It's so ridiculous. And unfortunately, that Magana chick is back. I thought she'd gone away. She's back on Twitter.
She's still barking?
Yeah.
Bark, bark, bark. Well, now she's not face-to-face, so she'll keep barking.
Of course.
She likes keyboard
warrior.
It's
safe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if I was UFC, you cut her, Angela. She hasn't had a win in her last four fights.
Four fights, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so unfortunate. Anyway. So I figured you'd get a kick out of that, because I know she's your girl, man.
It is my girl. And anybody talks bad about her, I'll beat their ass.
Okay.
Or at least talk bad about them.
Nice.
We'll keep it light. So Dylan Danis tweeted out, he's Conor McGregor's jiu-jitsu coach. He's got this interesting quote. He says, 23 years old, the face of jiu-jitsu and the face of Bellator. Fuck what you think. And he's obviously in front of one of Conor McGregor's Bentleys. Mm-hmm. But what's up with the pants here?
That's the thing.
Yeah,
dude, I've seen this out. So the pants are short. They're like almost capri level, but
those
not quite.
Those are capri.
And then those look like, I can't see his feet, so they look like they're capris.
Well, like
he's probably wearing
capris.
Penny loafers, black ones maybe, because of the matched outfit, right?
Yeah.
It's with no socks. That's the hip thing to do now. I'm not wearing that, but I'm saying that's what the dudes are doing.
No!
Yeah.
Who does that?
The dudes are doing it, man. It's the thing to do, apparently. That's a hip thing.
No, you look like someone's bitch when you're doing that.
It's a summer look. It's like a, you know, I'm cool with shoes and no socks. The problem I have is when the pants don't, like, either...
These are women's pants.
Commit to some fucking shorts or pants, not in-betweeners.
What were we talking about last week when we were talking about...
Shorts?
No, we were talking about the capris, and I don't remember in what fashion. Was it... Capris. Who knows?
I don't recall. I know what you're saying.
We were talking about it. maybe to get, was it McGregor's shorts for a fight? Should he wear capris to get more sponsors?
Oh, that's it, maybe. Yes. Yep, that makes sense. You did say that.
Capris are good. So let's talk about the meaty subject that everyone wants to talk about. So,
oh boy.
Mighty Mouse, as I take a breath.
Another barking dog.
Mighty Mouse. Yeah. So the UFC is trying to force Mighty Mouse to fight TJ Dillashaw at 125 pounds for his next title defense. Mighty Mouse has basically run through everybody in his division. Mm-hmm. UFC thinks it's a good thing to fight Dillashaw, who's never fought at 125.
Can you make that weight? I don't know.
And then that's the problem. And they've told him, Mighty Mouse, like, UFC allegedly said, if you don't take the fight against Dillashaw, we're going to, get rid of the flyweight division. And Mighty Mouse said, well, close that motherfucker then.
What's he going to do for a living?
I don't know. But, they've been, and Dana White was going back and forth. Last month he says, Mighty Mouse is the greatest fighter ever. He's a pound for pound best. And now, this guy fucking sucks. He was never good. He was never my friend.
Stitch Duran, never my friend.
And MMA media is dick riding Mighty Mouse so hard right now. Mm-hmm. So hard. Like, oh my God, he's the best. What do you make of all this Mighty Mouse situation and what to do?
I don't know.
Because, he wants to get the title defense record. He's tied with Anderson Silva right now, and that's the debate. Like, he thinks that, I think it's a dangerous fight, but whatever. And that Dillashaw might miss weight.
Well, a couple things. I'm not a fan of this weight class. I feel like as a
champ. Who is, though?
Apparently nobody, because the pay-per-views that he headlines, it doesn't do any sales.
Right.
So, at the same time, I would like to think that a guy who's a champion should take on all comers, and if he's cleared out the division and then some, what else are you going to do? You either go up and wait, or you have to fight somebody that wants to come down.
If you're the pound-for-pound greatest fighter on the planet, what's to be afraid of? I think that's the one thing I have.
DJ Dillashaw is EPO or whatever the hell he's doing for all that stamp cardio. Shouldn't say that because I have no inside. It's all alleged EPO.
That's right.
So, I don't like it. There's a lot of things I don't like about it. I don't like the UFC forcing him to do anything. I don't like him not doing something. I don't like TJ Dillashaw coming down to 125. I don't think he can make that weight, and I think it's going to be a fiasco. He'll probably weigh in at 130 something, and the fight's still on, but not for the belt. So, I don't know. I think they're trying to figure out a way to make this man profitable, because obviously he has not been for them. So, that's all I can think of. And I think they would close the division. And I think they should, today.
I don't disagree. I think we need Justin Renin here to,
You want him to fight him? He's like five times the size.
No, he needs to fight for the forgotten.
Oh, that's
the flyweights are like the pygmies.
That's right.
The man needs to represent. He needs some representation from a heavyweight that's going to respect the little man. I am not the man to respect the little man, but I have a solution.
Fight for the pygmies?
Something.
Maybe he should fight some pygmies.
Okay. Fight three of them.
See what happens.
Shit, you might need 10 pygmies. They're pretty
tiny,
small.
Man. They're like a little...
But I think what we need to do, the solution to this problem is not get rid of the flyweight division, not make the man fight TJ Dillashaw. Just let the man fight on. But here's what's going to happen. We're having a flyweight tournament. We're doing Pride Rules, little cage, WEC, cage size. That's how we keep this division alive. You gotta do something different. I'm not gonna say nobody, but I'll say maybe 90% of the people don't like this division, and you only have the 5% that keep barking like, oh, he's the greatest fighter alive. Oh, he's the most exciting. Oh, he's the pound for pound best.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's also 5'4 and weighs 110
right,
pounds.
But nobody likes to see that. Personally, I don't. I respect the man, but I don't like to watch the man fight.
If you can grab him, you can probably choke him. You just gotta hang out. You gotta grab him first. It's like a chicken.
So
can't get him.
And I see this from the UFC standpoint. There's two sides. There's the human and the business side. The human side of me says you shouldn't let the UFC dictate anything. And then this pushes a fighter union, but that's never gonna happen because the fighters won't get together on anything. And then there's the business side from the UFC that I almost agree with Dana White. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You fight who I tell you to. Abuse that power to the fullest.
Okay.
I don't know. Because who's stopping them? Run Rookshot over all these fighters then. Okay.
What does that mean?
That means just do whatever you want. It's a rape train. You can't stop it.
I didn't think about that. I'm like, Rookshot. I don't think I've ever heard that word. Is that really a word?
Of course.
Okay.
I don't make
Google
up
that
shit.
Out there in Googleverse. Put it in your browser. Suck it.
But, you know, at the end of the day, at least this is creating some excitement. I don't really care who he fights. And I wonder if part of this is, if he's tied with Anderson Silva for the most title defenses, is that part of the reason why they're trying to push him
maybe
to fight Dillashaw? Because they don't want him to have that UFC record.
Maybe that's the case.
You know?
You think they're thinking that deep?
Maybe. Well, they're thinking about something. They're thinking about it's my way or the highway.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much longer that shit flies.
What is that highway to hell, Matt?
It's sure looking like that.
I was just having this conversation with someone. They're the only band, AC/DC that is, that has the same song every time. And it's different words, but it's the same song.
It's always
it's the same song.
It is.
It's awesome.
Well, good for them. They're like 90, right?
I'm not hating, but I mean, it's the same song. But, okay, so we beat that to death.
So, well, what comes of this? Is he going to fight? The end of the day, is TJ Dillashaw his next opponent? Or is it Ray Borg? Or is he done fighting in the
UFC? I think he's done fighting.
I'll agree. I'll say they get rid of the flyweight division.
I'm all for it.
We're in agreement.
Not exciting.
Maybe we just pissed off 1,000 people. That's fine.
They're all small, though. So don't
worry. But they can, there's power in numbers and go.
Yes, but we're in a basement and they're far
We're
away.
In a bunker.
Yeah.
We're totally safe.
We have guns and lights and motion
dogs
sensors. And dogs.
Vicious attack guard dogs.
That we don't only feed once a week.
And poke with a stick, always.
Yes, cattle prod.
That's right.
Rectally.
Rectal, thank you. See, that's what we always say. If you're going to do anything, you do it rectally.
Rectally. It drives the point home. That's what else drives the point home?
What's that?
KOing somebody that's already KO'd when they're not even looking at you.
Yeah.
Can I segue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Glory this weekend, we had Herit Gregorian versus Myrtle Groenhart, okay? Apparently, Gregorian was out on his feet, or I don't know what he was doing. Trying to order a sandwich.
He's Paulo feel-holing that shit.
He's like, hey, we're fighting. One second we're fighting, and then the next thing you know, I'm talking to my buddy over here, and he gets knocked out cold. Like, the dude, Myrtle Groenhart, knocks him out unconscious, you know, from behind. And I'm curious your take on this, because the crowd didn't like it. There was a lot of commotion after.
Yeah, the fans came in, and because the guy jumped up on the ring, he's celebrating. A fan comes running in, clocks him, another fan, big brawl breaks out. My take on that is you must defend yourself at all times. If you turn your back to me and I'm fighting you, I'm punching you. You'll be lucky I don't punch you in the back of the head.
Okay. Shouldn't the ref stop that?
No.
Really?
If the bell didn't ring and the ref didn't step in, there's no reason to stop that fight. And he is a legal fighter. You punch him. You knock him out.
Punch him in the face.
Punch him in the back of the head. Yeah, I don't care.
He got all of that, too.
He did. It's like, but that's on the other fighter. I think the other fighter was just rocked and out of it.
Yeah.
And some people are saying, well, if you're that out of it, just take a knee. You know?
Well, I think you're expecting someone to act rationally who's completely... unable to think.
In the middle of a fight. How can you act rationally? My job is to KO this guy.
No, I'm saying the guy who's out on his feet couldn't take a knee because he's out on his feet.
Well, like, he can't do anything. Like,
hey, guys. He's got the
hence
little
why he was
birds
walking around.
Flying around his head. You know, he's a cartoon. Yeah.
But I don't think that's bad sportsmanship.
No.
You?
Could have went for a body shot. I don't know. I have a hard... When the guy turns his back, I mean, I don't
know.
Well,
how many times do you see, like, guys running away to reset?
I don't know the whole story. Maybe there's bad blood, whatever. If that's not the case, I don't know. Whatever. I suppose by the rules, by the definition, you go till the fight or the breath or the bell stops the fight. Outside of that, you keep going. So, technically, he didn't do anything wrong. But, you know, it looked bad.
Maybe I think it's fair play.
Okay, fine. Fair it is.
Not going to argue me on that?
Nah.
All right.
I'm busy looking at these pictures.
That's true. Do you have any other news? I think I've exhausted my...
No, I'm good.
It's a light week. So we'll go right into Ask the Nuts. Mm-hmm. We're sliding along. Moving along.
I feel like hanging out outside has, like, put us on a good wavelength. Maybe we should do this.
It was so nice out, by the way.
Yeah, we were outside 80s maybe right now, nighttime.
Mid-80s.
I feel
like,
so
nice.
Kind of just, you know.
We were in the, like, mid-90s, I think, today. It was up there. It felt great.
Yep.
So Daniel Cormier said this the other day. He said,
he has words.
John Jones and Daniel Cormier, he's talking about himself, I think, in the third person, are Love better it. Than Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, not yet. Don't. You guys got to have another fight first. Not yet.
How do you figure? I actually think that both of them are.
Really?
Just based on their win-loss record.
Oh, wait. I thought his comment was more like the dynamic of the whole thing.
Is it? Oh, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, like, win-loss, who has each guy fought. Oh. We can look at it both ways. So you're looking at it from which standpoint? Records.
I was thinking more like the dynamics of, like, you know,
the rivalry,
the fan base that they churn up and stuff, all the hoopla.
Okay,
that's where I went in my head. Sure. I didn't really go to records because I don't.
Let's go both ways.
I think they're not there yet as far as Tito and Chuck, because I mean those guys are still going at it now, like 20 years later.
Exactly. They hate each other. Tito just apologized, like, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't need my ass kicked yet again.
I've seen pictures of you, Chuck. Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
Okay. Stats-wise?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think stat-wise, Jones and Cormier are much better when you look at it on just on paper, just win-losses and champion. I mean, Jones, you're also champion. So
Jones, yeah, he fought the best of the best. And Cormier blew out heavyweights that I thought he'd never beat.
And I'll argue that Chuck Liddell didn't fight the toughest people. He never fought strikers back in the heyday. There's a lot of grappling-based people that he fought.
Yeah. Wonder how that worked out.
I don't know.
Dana White being...
And then he started fighting strikers, he started getting knocked out.
Yeah, well, he's also old.
It's true. I'm not going to degrade the man.
Beat a dead horse?
Yeah. Moving along, is Frankie Edgar more worthy of a title shot against Max Holloway than Cub Swanson? And
yes, but nobody wants to see it. That's the thing. So it's like, well, do you want to see that?
Yeah, I do. I think Frankie is actually more qualified for the fight.
I agree.
And Cub's argument was, well, you're 0-4 in your last four title fights, but you know what? He's also next in line. And Cub's already got a loss to Max Holloway, and the people he's beat aren't as impressive as the people that Frankie has beat. Even though he just had to fight Yair Rodriguez, he manhandled him.
He did.
He manhandled him. Hmm. And then before that was Jeremy Stevens. And who has Cub beat? Artem Lobov.
That guy's
and then he had that war with Duhu Choi. And I don't think we'll ever see that one again. So epic. So I think it's Frankie Edgar. Right.
I'm picturing it now.
Oh, that war?
It's crazy.
Like, what? That guy's just using Duhu Choi, the Korean superboy. The guy's just using his face and the head. What the fuck is he doing?
Is that hurting your hands yet? It's not hurting my face.
You're going to break your hand before my chin gives out, all right? I can do this all night.
That was crazy.
Oh, man, don't do
we
that.
We're going nuts down here.
I know. That's one of those fights where you get up and you're yelling at the top of your lungs, you're punching the ceiling, like, come on. Can we get five rounds? That is three. Can we get five?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan recently said that Conor McGregor is the GOAT because he KO'd Aldo. What do you think?
It isn't about that for me. I think it's the overall package. I think he brings the
package. Yeah.
Well, he has a nice package. Yes. He brings the full Monty. Since we're on packages, it's fitting too because he's like from over there, Ireland, UK, whatever. So. Yeah, marketing, hype, selling the fight, making the pay-per-view dollar amount go up, fighting some of the best guys, moving around in weight divisions. I mean, who else is doing this? Nobody's on this. I mean,
no one.
No. I think greatest of all time, as an entertainer/fighter, I would say yes.
And what he's done for his sport.
Yes.
Who else has done two active titles? Nobody. No one.
Nope.
Could possibly do
there
three.
There was, however, one individual way back in the day who said he was going to hold both belts.
Brandon Vera!
Thank you.
Waiting! He's still going to go. He's going to come back to the UFC and run!
Wouldn't that be something if all of a sudden he's back? And
he stuff. Could be. He looks all sauced up in yes, ONE FC, huge, allegedly.
Huge. Yeah, I
agree. Speaking of Conor McGregor, let's talk about him. If Conor McGregor's next fight is in the UFC, who should he fight next? Because there's a lot of rumors that the pay-per-view buys for 2017 have not been great. They may try to bring him back in while they're still working this Mayweather shit out.
Who should he fight?
I'm leaning towards a Nate Diaz for a title fight at 155. And here's the caveat I throw out. I keep preaching about we need to go to rankings for title fights. I think the only person that I'm okay to let fight whoever the fuck they want to is Conor McGregor.
Okay.
I think he's earned that, and I think he's proven, like, look what he did to Eddie Alvarez when he moved up to 55. He fought Nate at 170, choked out the first time, controversial decision the second time, but still got the win. But that was a hell of a fight.
It was.
So I know that. Nate's ranked number 8.
You know what else I like?
GSP.
That would be a hell of a pay-per-view. That would be huge.
But I think they blow too much out in that one. I think you need to keep them separate.
Down.
Yeah, because you have two big pay-per-views that you could milk out a little more money.
Good point.
Because I don't think you do Tyron Woodley. No. And I don't think anybody else at 55 makes sense.
No.
What are you going to do, Tony Ferguson? You're going to do Nurmagomedov shouldn't even be fighting at 55 anymore because he can't make the weight.
Yeah, he's got problems with that.
Yeah. And it's got to be a Diaz.
Okay.
Do you think Brendan Schaub should go back to fighting and in Bellator?
No.
Could he be successful there?
No.
I think he should.
Do you want to see him get knocked out?
I do not want to see the man get knocked out.
Yes, you do.
I do not know what you're talking about. I think that guy has the fashion sense of a
flamboyantly gay man that's large and knows
when you wear camouflage with like paint spilled on your t-shirt or button down. I think that's top of the game. He's top of the food chain.
Is it pink?
No, it's regular.
You know one thing that bothers me?
People that wear camouflage?
No, I'm fine with that. There's a thing now that this the salmon color fucking shorts and stuff. Do you ever see these dudes?
No.
Yeah, it's a salmon. And I always look at that and I was like, would I wear that? I'm like, I don't know, maybe. But then I'm like, you know, it's salmon color. Like, it's a pinkish orange, you know? It's the hip
it's
color now. Yeah. You keep an eye out. You'll see it.
I was thinking about getting some white shorts.
White shorts?
Yeah, good like jean shorts.
Jean shorts.
Good luck with some white jeans.
White top is easier to keep clean. White shorts? Good luck.
White shorts. Shit,
what are you
going to
do with white shorts? Are they like tennis style? Like
I don't
old
know.
School?
Nice well, I was looking at the 5'4 club stuff. I saw some white shorts. Like, I could see myself in some white shorts.
Okay. Are you going to wear socks?
I might wear socks you can't, and fucking sandals.
You have to. If you're going to wear white shorts, you can't wear socks.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
It's a rule, Matt. You cannot wear socks. So the white shorts are very, like, trendy. So the trendy thing is shoes with no socks. You can do sneakers.
How did we get on? Oh, we're talking about shop. Like, how did we get on this
see?
Fashion
see
talk?
See how gay that how gay this man is? He's all Mr. Fashion over here. No.
No, I'm not. I'm t-shirts and shorts. And
If you get white shorts, no socks. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to do whatever.
No socks.
I might even wear black socks with the white shorts.
Just pull them up.
Like, to the fucking knees. Like, you see these old guys out cutting their lawns?
You might be able to pull that off.
With the black socks on it. Like, that motherfucker. He gives no fucks. Look at that guy. Mm-hmm. He's just mowing his lawn. He's so happy. Yeah. He might not even have a shirt on. Just black socks, camouflage shorts.
No shirt. Nice.
That's the style.
Okay.
Maybe a hat.
Maybe he's brown, like brown.
And fucking Georgian will steal body hair, maybe some kettlebells. He's fucking mowing the lawn while he's kettlebelling.
There you go.
That's a man.
That's right. Drinking a beer.
That's right. I think that's one more. Let's go to Rodrigo Machado closing out. It's time. Pound sign, that's rule. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Yes.
Would you rather go on a trip to Las Vegas or Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
I agree. I think we've both been to Vegas.
I've been to both places.
Numerous times, right?
And LA. I've been to LA and Vegas numerous times. I want to be by the ocean. Fuck the desert and the heck with all this gambling nonsense.
Yeah, I could visit my brother if I went to LA.
I'm going to be on the beach.
Would you rather take the blame for a friend or have your friend take the blame? What am I doing? What am I taking
depends.
The blame for?
Well, yeah, what's the scenario?
Ass rape. Bill Cosby
style. He did it. I got
he's
nothing to do.
He's feeding the bitches pills. Right. He's doing all the raping.
Which that whole thing is still going on. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
The whole thing weirds me out.
We'll see what happens with that. Would you rather have sex with a goat in complete secrecy or not have sex with a goat but have to tell everyone you had sex with a goat? Who's the goat? Conor McGregor? I'm telling everybody I had sex with him.
I would tell everybody I had sex with a goat and not actually do it. I think it would be better than actually doing it.
Is the goat doing you, or are you doing the goat?
I don't know.
Do you have the common decency to give him a return?
It does not matter. I'm not doing any goats.
I'm doing them all.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill. Women of MMA edition. You know who these women are. I'll post the pictures. You have Michelle Waterson, Rose Namajunas, Paige VanZant. And I'll throw a little bonus at you with Rose. You can have long hair Rose. Because short hair Rose, ooh, I don't know. I'd like to rub.
As you tell me, yes.
I like to rub my balls on that bald old head. But it's got to be a little stubbly so you get that sandpaper friction feel.
I'm going to have to marry Michelle Waterson. She's very flexible, as we discussed previously.
Yes.
She's got that Asian flavor going on.
Yes.
I like it. I'm torn on the other two because, do I want to go like Barbie dollish or like dirty? I think you got to go with Rose for the fuck because she's probably crazy. And you might get injured, but that's probably the sign of a good time where we're going to have to shoot.
Yeah, she's a little too lean for me. I'm going to agree with the Michelle Waterson for the Mary. She seems more like the homemaker type. Mm-hmm. Oh, and go ahead.
I have a question. What's good about a woman with small feet? About a woman with small feet?
Small vagina?
No, she's that much closer to the stove.
Nice.
I figured it was. I heard this recently. I was like, ooh.
There you go. So I'm still between Paige VanZant and Rose Namajunas. I'm going to go with the grudge fuck on Paige VanZant.
Oh, you got a grudge?
Yeah. I feel like she's gotten too much for her looks and not for her fighting ability.
How are your looks now?
Whoa, easy.
He said grudge fuck. So
yeah. Take one for the team.
Okay.
115.
Right.
That's right.
That's a light woman.
It is. They're so small. Like when we saw Felice Herrig in person, like, ew.
Yeah,
you are
too tiny.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the spinner.
No.
Knowledge. I saw this awesome tattoo posted somewhere the other day. It's like, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker.
somebody actually did that?
Yes. Is that guy not in the UFC?
Why is it two words? Isn't motherfucker one word?
Two. I prefer it as two.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was one word.
And more impact. Motherfucker. And so, motherfucker.
That's funny. That looks painful, too.
It does. And then some symbols. But if you had tats like that, do you think you can fight in the UFC? You have swears?
No.
do you have to cover that up?
Probably put some tape on it, yeah.
Ah, interesting.
You can't say motherfucker on your body?
You say brown pride?
It's different. He is brown, Matt. So he's true.
White pride?
No.
Can't say that.
No. Black pride? I don't think so either. I think white and black is off limits. Brown is okay. It's in the middle. Not even in the middle.
It's all dumb.
It's like weird. It is dumb. Just words. That's crazy.
Yeah. See, I should have put the girl pictures in. I feel cheated now.
Why?
Because I didn't bring up the pictures.
I'll hook you up, man.
See? Oh, thank you.
There's a whole bunch of them.
It's near the end of the show, and you got to feel nice about what you're seeing.
Uh-huh. Oh, here's...
Whoa, she's, like, contorting herself in that one picture.
Well, there's both of them at the same time. Here.
Yeah. Okay. I remember they had a flex off.
Hooking you up.
They were dancing off.
This does not do it for me, but that does.
Got any other knowledge?
Knowledge-wise?
Reading any books?
Seeing
any concerts?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I went to U2. Hey, if you're a U2 fan and you can get on this tour they're on, go see them. It's pretty crazy. Big-ass 55-inch screen they got behind the
55
band.
55-inch or 50?
55-inch. 55
Wow,
yard.
You didn't say 55-inch. You could almost see it from where I'm at.
55-yard screen. Oh. They're only doing arenas, and they sound phenomenal, like 2+ hours of the show.
Like 57.
I don't know how they do it, but over 2 hours.
Drugs.
Literally, I'm tired. I'm going, can you guys take a break? Hello. I was impressed. They do the Joshua Tree album, one of my favorite albums ever, and I feel like it would be a cool concept if other bands would do this kind of thing. Like, imagine if Pearl Jam was like, we're gonna do a 10 tour. Can you imagine? They played it all the way from the beginning to the end. So they came out, they did a couple songs, U2 did, and then they just got into it and just did the whole album and then some more songs. That'd be badass.
Yes, Pearl Jam, not when they're trying to feed you the new shit.
Right.
You're like, what?
They kind of did that
is
a little.
This?
Yeah. They kind of did that, but I'm not a huge fan of the new stuff, but Pearl Jam could do this. I'm trying to think, what other band could probably...
Stone Temple Pilot?
So sad.
Soundgarden?
Oh, that's too soon, man. Too soon.
I love
Nirvana. Oh, shit.
That's too soon.
No, it's not. It's been dead forever.
Tupac?
Tupac.
Hard Rock?
I don't know, any album, really.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. They had a death, too. I think the guitar player killed himself or something weird. Why is everybody killing themselves? Weird.
It's rock and roll.
Life is rock.
That's what they do, right?
Yeah. Maybe people will steal this concept. I thought of Pearl Jam. It. When I was there, I was like, Pearl Jam, this would be, I would go see that. Fucking 10, they just come out and do that album.
Yeah, we were talking about the screens. I said the only other time I saw someone put a screen up was Nine Inch Nails on some tour. They had all that weird shit, like the animals decomposing and...
Oh, yeah,
like
that was the Closer tour, them. Maybe? Closer, yeah. That album.
Fuck You Like an
Pretty
Animal.
Pretty Hate Machine? No. Whatever. The one with the... Yeah.
It was a long, was long time.
90s.
Yeah.
He's been around since the 80s. I didn't remember.
Trent
I didn't
Reznor.
Know that. Yeah. He was around for a while. And then I heard an interesting thing about speaking of Stone Temple Pilots. They used to do the San Diego strip club scene before they got popular because they wanted to be super tight rock live rock band. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't play in L.A. because they didn't want anyone to hear them. They wanted to tighten up their sound. So, and then when they were ready, they went to L.A. That's how they became
That's
famous.
Smart.
It is pretty smart, even though they're all degenerate.
Get that shit tight before you put it out on the market.
That's right.
Don't tighten stand, it up. Ladies. All what? Right.
Is that it?
I think so.
In Shut Bang down. Boom, 11?
It's a little short show. It was a
bad.
Slow week.
40s? 40 minutes?
32.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
You got a timer going somewhere?
No.
Okay.